Unleash you on the radio.
Hot, get too close to the flame. Wild, open space. Talk like an open book. Sign me up. Got no time to take a picture. I'll remember someday.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this first song. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Small Cactus Radio Hour. This is DJ Tolstoy, and you're currently listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We started with the metric of the week. That was Gimme Sympathy from their album Fantasies. Normally, so there's supposed to be a trainee in here. Hasn't shown up yet. As far as I know, I have my phone in front of me in case she emails me. We'll see. But either way, it might just be me. I have half a show planned because believe me, first half me. But if not, well, you're just going to be spending some time with me today. I hope you guys enjoy. First one was Gimme Sympathy. This is actually a Grow On Me Pretty song from Fantasies being their, I think it'd be fifth album, Yes, maybe. It came out in 2009. I know that. But fun fact, I actually emailed. So I'm trying to get Metric's discography on vinyl. I'm a burgeoning vinyl collector and have been trying to kind of get. I have like a wish list now. I have like a big list of all the LPs I desire, and absolutely Metric's at the top of the list. I only have their most recent three albums, which would be Art of Doubt, Fantasies, and nope, not the most recent three, because Fantasies is not the most recent three, because I'm looking for Synthetica. Pagans in Vegas, Art of Doubt, and Fantasies. I'm still missing four of them, being Old World Underground, Where Are You Now, Live It Out, Grow Up and Blow Away, and Synthetica. Now, I found everything but Synthetica, at least on resale. Some on merch table, it's on sale, some not. Straight up for Synthetica, it's not able to be found anywhere. I looked on merch table, I went on Amazon, Discogs doesn't even have anything. Lots of stuff for CDs. If you want to get the CD of Synthetica, now is the time. You get it for like 10 bucks, you're fine. But I even emailed, so I emailed the Metric store, because sincerely, I was like, hey, I really want to get Synthetica on vinyl, and the rest of this discography, but, like, most of it's, like, sold out, but what I have already, like, is there any deal on, like, when a repress is happening? And turned out, I got the sweetest email today, that was basically like, yeah, no, we also have been trying to, I've had very little luck, but have been trying to, like, order in new stock. I have an alert, and I can let you know when it's in, which I thought was really sweet. Synthetica's an awesome album. I really want all of them. With my cash reserves, I can only get so many at a time. So I guess in the meantime, I'm just going to kind of, you know, get what I can. And then, you know, hopefully by the time I at least get the rest of the discography, Synthetica can be like my holy grail. If anyone you know has a laying around Synthetica LP that they're willing to sell, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this. I don't know if, like, soliciting like this. Not technically. This is me as personal Rose that's not a DJ personality. Again, hit me up. Low key. But anyway. Yeah. But either way, we got some tunes for you. Got a lot of music. You might have two ears. And I'm gonna just make something work. I will see you later. I hope you guys are having a wonderful night, whether you are coming off our three to four day weekend, depending if you have Friday classes, I do not, or you are just starting your work week. Just let me know. Have a wonderful night, and I will see you in a sec. Here we go. This last core of songs. First of all, we start off with Blue Sage by Mitch Porsche on their second album, Day Blink. It's a nice vaporwave artist. I got the album for free one time. They're giving out free Bandcamp codes on r/vaporwave, and I found it and I was like, oh, heck yeah. Free music. And it's still really great. Sometimes I would just hoard the music. I didn't really play it that much, but now kind of slowly like rediscovering my discography. And Dayblink is actually surprisingly good. Often the times when you got like vaporwave albums, it's a real mixed bag. I think vaporwave and other plunderphonics, at first you think, gosh, you can kind of eat it all up and, you know, I don't really, this is gonna sound so snooty, but at first you're like, yeah, it all either A, sounds the same, or B, like, you don't, like, this sounds good, this sounds good, this sounds good, but not, it's not until you get your first, like, bad vaporwave album to which you're like, oh gosh, they really just sampled and did nothing with this. I'm not gonna name names because I don't like putting albums that much on blast on, like, a radio show. But there was like one specific one in my mind where I just went, okay, this kind of sucks. Mitch Porsche. I just didn't listen to it, and then I listened to Dayblink, and like over time I'm just like unfolding. It's like really good. Check it out if you can. He's got new music that I haven't listened to yet, but an almost recent album came out in like November 2019, so that's some pretty recent work. And has had 5 albums in total, so it's not rushing out, but it's still pretty prolific, if I do say so myself. Second one was Float On by Modest Mouse from the 2007 album Good News for People Who Love Bad News. I love that album title so much. This is one of my favorite tracks off the album. It's probably the one song that everyone knows from Modest Mouse, including myself. Two other songs that I really like by them, The View on the same album, I really love, and Dashboard from, I can never say the album name correctly, but it's like We Were Dead Before the Ship Even Sank, which I think is just such a great like album name too. They really get it on track. But yeah, solid music, solid here, solid there, Plasma somewhere, we'll see. Anyway, got some more music, and I will see you in a sec.
We'll be right back. This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. And while she looks so sad in photographs, I absolutely love her when she smiles.
I hope you enjoyed this last core of songs. Started in with, what was it? It was Moses and the Firstborn with Sad Supermarket Song from their 2019 album Dadcore. I saw this with a friend. She got tickets from her dad to see it, and she was like, Rose, do you want to come? And I'd be like, oh, hex yeah. You can't get me, I can't get enough of some cool music. So got this album, as well as got a test press of the vinyl, and I got the singer to sign it. It was really actually super, this is my favorite song on the album, and it was actually a really engaging performance too. I think they're from Amsterdam. Yes, maybe, I think they are. And it was just really cool to watch. Absolutely recommend checking them out if you like this kind of music. Next was a little bit of sort of 2000s rock. This is like early 2000s stuff. It's called Absolutely, Story of a Girl, from 9 Days, from their album The Madding Crowd. Gosh, I think I discovered this song on Pandora. Gosh, when Pandora was relevant, oh, I had to have been like 12 or between 12 and 14, that strike zone. And boy, did this song just get me going. I was like, oh, look at that. She's like, I like the kind of beats, like, are just the beats of the song and the lyrics, just kind of, even now I feel like a 12-year-old when I listen to it. I get so excited. I love this song a lot. Speaking of the 2000s, I've been First of all, I've been Renegade. I have to catch up on my anime clubs. We watch stuff on Fridays. We watch two of like an episode, like a series over time. And I've been really Renegade the past 2 weeks. I've been really busy. But like when I'm not, I feel bad because when I have the time to like actually start catching up and, because I really want to see if I can like watch, like finally actually catch up on the shows we're watching right now. I decided to marathon The Simple Life with Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie, the season one. And oh my gosh, the reason I got it was because I was on Amazon Prime. My dad got it, and the thing was, that he got it because we were for Christmas. It was cheaper to get get Amazon Prime than to ship everything out. All our family lives like across the country, so we ordered a lot from Amazon, and it was actually cheaper to just get Amazon Prime for a month. But he still hasn't canceled it yet, so I've been kind of ripping up Amazon Prime Video. And so The Simple Life was on there, and it is so 2000s it hurts. Like, you think that, oh gosh, the aesthetic hasn't changed that much, and you watch and you go, oh boy, has it. It was very fun. It felt a little outdated, but boy, I had fun. I think seeing Nicole Richie looks extremely different than she does now. I think her best work, I still think, is in Candidly Nicole, that like pseudo reality show. But honestly, the chemistry between Paris and Nicole is very good. I can see why they did 5 seasons of it. You can really tell that they are childhood friends. It's like they have a really great chemistry together, and it was actually kind of cool to watch. It's very much a time capsule for time capsule of the 2000s, you know. We really have different aesthetics and reality show mores that we don't really see anymore. So I thought that was really interesting. I don't know if I'd recommend the show to anyone who didn't watch it already. I watched, like, when I was, like, 9, it was, like, I watched the last season when it was on E! So it was kind of fun because this was on Fox. If you keep up with this sort of thing. It was super interesting. Go check it out if you want to get, like, a 2000s throwback. Some Y2K aesthetics. But anyway, that's what's up. I also watched more stuff. I was kind of sick over this weekend, and I still am kind of getting off it. I kind of cleared my schedule as much as I can this week. So the weekend after Friday, I had a Palentine's Day with some friends. It was super fun. Played board games, played video games. It was great. It was very fun. But after that, I have like a little bit of a sore throat, even though I can't stop talking. So I've been kind of just watching The Simple Life. I'll talk a little more. I watched this documentary series, which you can hear about after this Court of Songs, that I thought was interesting. But anyway, we'll play. Should we? Oh, we can do a PSA from The Binder. Oh, we can do that. Here we go. Let's look around. Oh, I just went to a screensaver. That's fine. I'll get to that in a sec. Here we go. I love these. These are so fun. I need to do this more because, gosh, this is like the best. Okay. Let's see. We're looking around. Oh, this is interesting. If you want to save yourself, this is the Go Green with rechargeable batteries. If you want to save yourself money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. Today's NiMH batteries last about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries, plus a charger, don't cost very much to begin with anymore. And isn't it more convenient to recharge your batteries than to go out to the store? And buy new ones anyway? A message from all your green friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. To be honest, that's actually something I need to take a thing of. I always used to think that it was like only like chunky, like most chunky batteries are like allowed, you're allowed to like use for rechargeable batteries. But I'd love to look into it. I'm trying to think of what I use at this point that requires double A's. My small cactus light. I have a tiny little neon cactus light in my desk. That would be kind of cool to do. Probably other stuff I just can't be thinking of. If you have a TI-84 that takes four AA batteries, that's good. A lot of the stuff I have get recharged on the outlet anyway. I'm not sure I can think of something. But yeah, if you still... Oh, your remote. I mean, I only use a remote when I'm at, like, my parents' house. But look. A remote. There you go. Get greener. Get cheaper. Use some rechargeable batteries. Look... Have an introspection of what you normally use, and I'm sure you'll find something. That's my PSA on a PSA. Anyway, we have some more music. We have some kind of more, also some nostalgic songs. We'll be right there. We'll be right back, and I will see you in a sec.
Somebody else's mess. And yes, I drank all those drinks on my own. My life's become some blurry little quest. And the clock kept ticking slowly. And he leaned over to ask me if I even had a clue where I was. Well, I lied down on your wood floors, and my brain and body took course. And the night ended as though it never was. It all began to feel the same. I wanna know if we keep the rain. Sylvia, right back where you came from. You're a pendulum, heartbroken and numb. Sylvia, no one's gonna tell you when enough's enough.
You keep my secrets, hope to die. Promise to swim up to the sky.
Another core of songs down the line. First, we had Cry Like a Ghost by Passion Pit with their second full-length album, Gossamer. Gosh, I really like this song a lot. I really like the lyrics to it. This song, Passion Pit, fun fact, they're from Boston, which I think is one of the coolest things. And I guess they played at WFO at some point, which I just love a lot. They kind of broke into the scene with the song Sleepyhead. And probably I would say that's probably the song people know, Sleepyhead. I was talking to someone and she thought, it's like Cuddle Fuddle it was the one she knew, and I'd listen a little bit of it. That's from their Manners EP, but also Manners, really loved Cry Like a Ghost. The Reeling, I think, was from Manners, and oh gosh, I love that song so much. Take a Walk, people really got into, and I thought that was really good too. I feel like I'm missing someone from that. There's probably one or two more. Oh, Carried Away. Gosh, I love Carried Away. That's, how could I forget about it? I can't believe it. Oh, and Little Secrets and Moth's Wings. I think I just really like Passion Pit. It's fine. But super great, super early 2010s. Love it. I know they had made a newer album called Kindred that I didn't listen to. I was just like, I kept putting it off, and you know, that's where we're at now. Next was The Naked and Famous with Young Blood, from their album. I also love this album title very much. It's Passive Me, Aggressive You. Oh, that also killed me at one point. Oh gosh. It's such a good song name. Album name. I don't really know too much about The Naked and Famous. This, Young Blood and Punching in the Dream were kind of tearing up the College Stations in the early 2010s, and that's how I kind of picked them up. other than that, I can't really say know too much about them. I don't know if they're still made. I think I looked them up. I think they may. I don't think they're making music at this point. But they, you know, they got this one out, and I think this really tore some things up. Such a great. It's a good song. Also, just got me. A lot of these songs, if you can't tell, are just me going, gosh, I loved this song when I was like younger. But like, I mean, ironic. I mean, like I'm in college. Like that's not like big difference, you know. But it's okay. Whatever. We're gonna switch over to some rock, and I hope you guys enjoy. Here we go. Setting this up. I'll let the music do the talking.
Take fighters hose me down.
You guys enjoy this last quarter of songs. We started in on Queen of Apology by The Sounds from their album. It's neither their first nor their last, but it was dying to say this to you. This is actually how I got into The Sounds. They're this great Swedish alternative rock band. I don't think they've made music in a little while, but they've this song, Dance with the Devil, probably some of my favorites. Also, Living in America, their first album, is really tight. I bought it on impulse, and I really liked it a lot. But anyway, I loved... I wish they had, like, actually the leather jacket. There's, like, a leather jacket in the first album cover that just looks great. Queen of Apology is definitely one of my favorite songs from them. Next one was Sonic Youth with Incinerate from their album Rather Ripped, which would be... I looked this up very shortly, but they're second to the last album before it seems they stopped making music. I'm not sure exactly why they did, but sure did. If you know the Sonic Youth, you probably know them from their 1990 album Goo, which really did get in a lot of indie fame. My mom actually got to meet this band. They were giving out donuts in front of, I think, was like Capitol Records. So I got to meet the band. That was really cool. But Sonic Youth, still very classic, grungy, great band. I have Goo on vinyl and the pink version from Newbery Comics. Super tight. Rather Rip, this is the only song I know from the album. Fun fact, Rather Ripped, one of the 2000s albums of Sonic Youth got like a 0 out of 10 on Pitchfork. And I can't repeat fully what the their tagline of how bad it was. I couldn't stop laughing, but it was terrible. I haven't listened to it. I can't say whether or not Pitchfork was good to rip apart that album so badly, but it was pretty funny to look at. Anyway, we got some more about music, probably maybe one song before twilighting it and then moving on to the next. We'll see, we'll find out. I'm moving up a song because I really like this one and I listened to it on my walk today up to the station, so we'll learn about it soon. Well, you will. We'll see. Enjoyed this last song, full song that is. Don't You Know by Duran Jones and the Indications from their first full-length album, American Love Call, which came out last year. Got this on vinyl. Beautiful song. This is probably my favorite track off the album, though. Either way, we're coming to the twilight of the Small Cactus Radio Hour with DJ Tolstoy. You've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFL Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I got the next DJ in here. I'll have a connecting song to get things all connected, but that's it from me for now. I'm going to get some rest. Have a wonderful week, everyone. Have a wonderful night, and I hope to see you guys next week. Maybe we'll have guests. Maybe we won't. We'll see. I don't even know. Not now, at least. But I'll see you later.